Stay tuned now on WVOX for Westchester Means Business with John Ravitz. John Ravitz is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Now, Westchester Means Business on 1460 WVOX.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. For those of you who might be listening to our show for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about the BCW. We're the county's only business membership organization focusing on economic development and advocacy on behalf of our members and the Westchester business community. We have over 1,000 members, ranging from the multi-international companies that call Westchester home to all of the hospitals and universities, the biotech pioneers, professional service firms, non-for-profits, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and solo entrepreneurs. And our goal is to help our members grow their businesses by helping them build the relationships amongst each other, by giving them the opportunity to be in front of stakeholders who can help their businesses, by helping to promote their businesses on all of our marketing material and our social media platforms, and advocating for them on all levels of government. To learn more about how the Business Council of Westchester can help your business, please go to our website, www.thebcw.org, and feel free to always give us a call at 914-948-2110. It's always exciting to have guests who are on the front lines of helping people in Westchester County. And our two guests today are lawyers from the firm of Smith, Buss, and Jacobs, LLP. Jacob Amir, who is a partner, and Nancy Duran, who is a special counsel. Welcome you both. I'm going to give our listeners a little intro on who you guys are, and then we'll get right into learning more about the day-to-day work at Smith, Buss, and Jacobs. Jacob Amir is a partner with the firm. He joined in that firm in 2017 after practicing for 20 years in the public and private sector, including with another prominent Westchester law firm and the Westchester County Attorney's Office. Jacob has represented municipalities, insurance companies, developers and contractors, real estate stakeholders, and privately held companies on construction, commercial, and other general litigation matters in federal and state courts. He has also counseled clients on employment operations, and intellectual property matters. Jacob is an adjunct professor at Pace University, where he has taught legal elements, civil procedure, and corporations in the paralegal studies program. Jacob also sits on the local zoning board of appeals and is past managing editor of the Westchester County Bar Journal. Jacob, welcome.
Thanks.
Nancy Duran is a special counsel with Smith, Buss, and Jacobs LLP, and she joined that firm in 2016 after practicing with a 400-plus attorney international law firm based in New York City. Nancy's practice focuses on helping businesses and non-for-profit entities resolve legal disputes and minimize risk. She represents clients in state and federal court, arbitration proceedings, and mediations in connection with a broad range of business disputes and serves as the outside general counsel and primary legal advisor to organizations that lack an internal legal staff. Nancy also represents clients in connections with inquiries and investigations of state and federal government regulators, and she has extensive experience conducting internal investigations, including those involving allegations of harassment, discrimination, misappropriation, theft, embezzlement, and other alleged misconducts. She also provides crisis management advice and support to organizations faced with the events or situations that could threaten effective operations or potentially result in embarrassment or reputational harm to the organization. Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Talk to us
a little bit about, I mean, I think everyone knows how important it is to have legal representation, but sometimes it can be in a very intense situation and you're looking for a firm that really can make a difference to help you. Talk to us a little bit about Smith, Buss, and Jacobs.
Thanks, John. Smith, Buss, and Jacobs has been around for about 30 years. We handle both litigation and transactional work. And our clientele mirrors Westchester and the various people that make up the Business Council of Westchester, large and small-scale developers, real estate interest holders, service industry personnel, family businesses. And what we try to do is provide a partnership with those clients of ours. We're not just their attorneys. We want them to grow. We take a very long-term approach to how we maintain our relationship with our clients. And as they grow, we grow, and I think we've been rather successful at it.
So one of the exciting things about Westchester County is we have urban centers. We have cities like Yonkers and White Plains and New Rochelle and Mount Vernon that are growing. And then we have rural areas as well. How are you looking to identify and reach out to prospective clients in those areas?
Well, it takes both a similar, I think, approach, and there's a nuance to it. So in the city of Yonkers or New Rochelle, where you have large-scale development, you have to deal with, you know, municipal agencies, you have to deal with social services, there are community organizers, so it's a whole facet. If you look more towards the local communities, it's a more concentrated effort. You're dealing with your friends and neighbors sometimes. But through all of that, I think there's a consistency. You have to maintain a very honest and a very intellectually respectful approach to it. Everybody is a stakeholder in what we're trying to do. So we have to hear all those voices and sometimes come up with a common solution.
Nancy, I talked at the beginning about how sometimes it can be a very intense time when somebody's looking for a legal representation. How do you start the process of engaging with your clients and then take them through the process?
That's right. And it's interesting because you started off saying that most people know when to engage legal counsel. But sometimes when it gets to a point where it's critical levels, there are certain steps along the way that could have been taken with legal counsel to avoid sort of a crisis management and emergency situation. And so when that happens, you have to really put yourself, as Jacob was saying, on a partnership level with your client and display a lot of empathy for what they're going through so that they know you're going through it along with them to guide them along the way. And sometimes they are faced with difficult decisions to be made that impact the very existence of their business going forward. And having a strategic partner along the way that helps not only eliminate some of those risks, but also on a moving forward basis, help them to come up with a strategic plan to avoid those types of legal issues in the future.
Our guest this afternoon is Jacob Amir, a partner, and Nancy Duran, special counsel for the law firm of Smith, Buss & Jacobs. Again, let's stick with the firm and the sweet spots that your firm really focuses on, because in both your introductions, it really talks about so many different industries that you're involved in. What are some of the areas that you're working on now? Some of the clients, not their names, but the trades or industries that they're involved in?
Well, in my practice and the firm in general, we focus on real estate financing, leasing, construction work, employment, general business work. That involves everything from a recent litigation involving a major commercial landlord and tenant, which resulted in an extensive negotiation and a resolution. So without giving away client names, it would be everything from litigating a hotly contested real estate issue to working a development deal for the acquisition of property and then putting a, 20-story mixed-use development on.
We have a lot of developers who are members of the Business Council of Westchester. We're very engaged, and now for the second year in a row trying to scale back the prevailing wage legislation that Albany wants to pass. But we also have appeared on behalf of the Business Council members who are trying to put projects together and need everything from variances from the zoning boards as well as from the town councils, and really talking about the strengths of the project and why they should be approved. I'm sure you have to do the same thing in terms of taking your clients through those different levels of hearings, hearing from the community, getting feedback from the community and from the local elected officials, and then moving the project forward.
Sure, and one of the key elements of that is, as Nancy said, at the outset of the project, whether it is a transactional or a litigation project, understanding where does the client want to get to? What is it? What is the client's needs? And then what is the roadmap to get there? Because under one roof, which is what we try to provide our clients, there are many facets of a project. And it could be anything from our co-op and condo work, which is rather extensive, to general real estate work, to corporate transactional work. And even litigation, there's always a roadmap that needs to be set out at the beginning. And that roadmap might change, but it allows us to stay in focus and allows the client to partner with us, and so it keeps the client in focus and on our goal.
And it must also mean keeping updated with all the changes that are happening through, whether it's happening in Albany through legislation, and obviously there's been some huge changes in the real estate market with the rent control laws that they passed last June, as well as some co-op and condo conversion bills that were passed.
Both the new laws on rent control and the prevailing wage laws. You know, New York State has a very complex and very Byzantine legal system, and it is constantly changing. And those things have to be updated. We have to constantly learn ourselves, mm-hmm. Which is why organizations like the Business Council are excellent, because we get to interact with other non-attorneys, so we know what they are concerned about, so we can educate ourselves.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. Our guests this afternoon are Jacob Amir, and a partner, and Nancy Duran, who's a special counsel at Smith, Buss & Jacobs. Going back to the firm itself, how many folks do you have in your shop?
Oh, there are about 20 lawyers and a number of support staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's quite an adjustment moving from a 400-plus law firm to a 20-lawyer
I was going to ask that because, again, both of you made a conscious decision to go join this firm after having a very successful careers in larger firms. Talk to us a little bit about that transition. What was the rationale and in terms of what you were looking for to continue your careers in law?
Well, for me, the transition into Westchester County was ideal for me to avoid the Midtown Manhattan commute. That being the case, some of the huge differences that were sort of amazing from a personal perspective was the sense of community and the sense of partnering with a client on a more personal level, dealing specifically with business owners as opposed to, you know, layers and layers of people before you get into ownership, and fighting for issues that are sincere and near and dear to the folks who you work with. My client base tends to be largely nonprofit entities, and it's an entirely different psychographic than some of your for-profit corporation needs. But also, there's a whole lot of synergy that could be had between your for-profit and nonprofit sector that often needs to engage together.
Well, we have, and we're very proud of the fact that we have 138 non-for-profits as members of the Business Council of Westchester, and we always make the case that non-for-profits are economic engines. They create jobs, they bring in revenue, as well as obviously delivering the important essential services.
Absolutely.
But obviously, non-for-profits have a whole host of regulations and laws that they have to be presented with. So what are you seeing now as some of the things that really not-for-profits needed help with and what your firm is providing?
Well, what's interesting, there are laws that are specifically focused towards nonprofits, such as the recent changes that we've seen in a nonprofit corporation law. But then there are laws that are new that affect all companies, including nonprofits, such as, you know, the Me Too movement has sparked a wave of anti-sexual harassment laws, and they have the New York Shield law that is in the midst of being implemented. So nonprofits have to have policies and procedures in place to comply with those requirements as well. And so what you're finding is that, you know, some of the smaller and medium-sized nonprofits are slower to fall into compliance. And so in some of the engagements where I'm general counsel to certain nonprofits, or after an intense litigation or crisis management situation, I often sit with the clients to go through a compliance audit to see here is where you should be with all of your policies and procedures, and to identify the places where they're lacking. And that seems to be a valuable tool in this ever-changing wave of laws.
As a former executive of a not-for-profit, I realize that because most not-for-profits are mission-driven, that they're so laser-focused on helping their clients.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, you lose sight of some of the things that you do have to be focused on, and you do have to pay attention to, and you do have to address. And
absolutely.
You mentioned the sexual harassment training now that New York State passed that every business has to comply with.
Yeah.
How has that affected your clients in terms of giving them, the roadmap that they need to do to be in compliance with this new law?
So, excuse me. So one of the things we do as a firm is we get together on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, but different practice groups. So Nancy and I and several other attorneys meet on a regular basis, and we share developments in the law as they affect our respective of clientele. So if there, for instance, a sexual harassment training law is something that maybe some of us were not fully cognizant of or familiar with, but our labor and employment side will talk to us on the corporate side, and we would start to sort of analyze it together. Mm-hmm. And that's how we not only keep up with the practice, but we allow different disciplines to positively influence each other. And we then share that with our clients. Mm-hmm. So we have a very teamwork approach to how we deal with clients.
We're talking with two individuals who work at Smith, Bust & Jacobs, Jacob Amira, a partner, and Nancy Duran, special counsel. If people wanted to learn more about the firm, is there a phone number and a website that they can go to?
There most certainly is. The phone number is 914-476-0600. Our website is sbjlaw.com. My youngest daughter said, don't bother saying www anymore. So sbjlaw.com is our website.
My kids say the same thing, but and then they give me the eye roll. So, like, Westchester County, and again, we're so proud of the fact that you're a member of the Business Council of Westchester. Talk to us again about some of the trends you're seeing, some of the clients now that you might not have seen in New York City, but now you're seeing in Westchester County.
There was actually an interesting article in one of the papers about a nonprofit that was sold its land to a developer. So we are seeing some of that. We are seeing nonprofits, religious institutions, schools that are trying to utilize their only asset in order to, improve their operating costs, and that improves the community. So we're seeing some of that. We have ties with government officials, local communities. We're very involved in Yonkers, and so we're seeing some development there. But that's one trend that we've seen. And in the courthouse, in terms of litigation, there's a lot of streamlining along, electronic filing. That's much improved, and we have a very good core of judges in Westchester in the commercial division and non-commercial division.
One thing that I always think is interesting, and when I talk to my friends who are who practice law, and they say, our goal is never to have to be in a courtroom and in front of a judge and a jury. It's really to be able to represent our clients in a way that we avoid that, whether it's through litigation or a settlement. But that's a complicated process as well. So how do you, again, navigate through that? And obviously, there's so many different scenarios that come up probably on a daily basis with different clients.
That's true. I love that question because I call myself the most non-litigious litigator that you're going to come across, because in actuality, litigation is probably the most expensive and least efficient way to resolve a dispute. So I introduce myself as I'm in the business of dispute resolution, not necessarily litigation, because often you can aim at resolving a dispute before it even gets to the litigation stage, a pre-litigation stage.
When you say pre-litigation stage, is that already where both sides are talking to each other across the table?
Imagine that. Well, no, before you even get to a courtroom, before papers are filed, what can you do to avoid a situation where a litigation actually commences? Mm-hmm. And that's important considerations for nonprofits, especially because you want to make sure that the funds that you receive from your donors stay towards working towards your mission, mm-hmm. and not to people like Jacob and myself, in reality. And so I partner with my clients to think about the most efficient way to resolve a dispute. How do we get ahead of this? Who can reach out to whom to see if we can come to the table beforehand? That's not always going to be possible, but that's definitely the first conversation before we get to the exorbitant legal fees and mm-hmm. time that it takes to resolve a dispute through litigation.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. To learn more about how the Business Council can help your business, please go to our website at thebcw.org or give us a call at 914-948-2110. Again, when people come to you, hopefully it's not in a crisis situation, but they're obviously looking for advice.
Yeah.
They're obviously looking at a way to avoid being in a situation where they are going to have to go in through a litigation or a long court process. Again, it's your role to really identify what that issue is and come up with a solution. And again, it's one size doesn't fit all. So again, do you do that in a team type concept, or?
We do as necessary. So if there is a client that comes to me, for instance, with a corporate matter or a securities matter that I may not be as familiar with, then I'll ask Nancy to come in or another attorney to come in, and we will do that in a team format. We will stress to the client, patience is a virtue here. You're not going to get your answer tomorrow. The litigation will not be over next week. But if you are honest with the client and you lay it out to them in a calm, patient manner, including what it's going to cost them, because sometimes clients don't realize the cost of litigation is so exorbitant versus what they're trying to accomplish, it's not worth it sometimes. So patience, record keeping, that's critical.
So you have to have that type of honest conversation.
100%.
And sometimes, I guess sometimes that can actually be at your detriment, because I assume there are cases where you've looked at a situation, said, you know what, it might not be in your best interest to move in this direction.
I had a case a few years ago. The trial didn't go so well. I held a decision for too long a period of time, worried to get it to the client. This is years ago. The client was more concerned that I held a decision than getting it to him. Honesty is key with the client, whether it's good news, bad news, whether there are pitfalls or it's smooth sailing. I think that's the key to the relationship.
Our guest this afternoon is Jacob Amir, a partner, and Nancy Duran, a special counsel for Smith, Buss, and Jacobs. Again, if we can get your phone number and website.
Sure. It's 914-476-0600, and the website sbjlaw.com.
The timing of this show is interesting because I know the week before this show airs, thousands and thousands of New Yorkers are going to be taking the bar exam. And I have friends who are going to be taking it. I think it's Wednesday and last Wednesday. Took it last Wednesday and Thursday. That to me is probably one of the most incredible processes that any individual can go through, because you're basically taking 3 years worth of knowledge and book smarts and lectures and everything else that you go through in law school, and now being asked to remember it as well as articulate it in 2 days. Both of you went through the experience. What was it like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was strenuous, mm-hmm. especially at the time that I did it. I didn't have as much time to prepare as I would have wanted to. So there was a lot of crash preparation, a lot of, you know, figurines and, you know, well-wishing going on and rabbit's foots nearby, mm-hmm. for good luck. But like everything else, it's just a matter of preparedness and strategic approach to the preparation.
So, right. Yeah, over-preparation is not a crime. Right. Just be more than overly prepared.
I remember when I was in the State Assembly, one of my colleagues was studying for the exam, and he would come in with these big, big filofacts of index cards. And those were just things that he had spent hours and hours putting things down that he knew that were probably going to be on the exam, and he was just, the memorization process was constantly going through those index cards. And again, I thought it's an incredible accomplishment to be able to not only get through law school, but then obviously to be able to take the exam and be ready to practice.
And it was well worth it. Yeah. I would say it was well worth it.
I think so.
Again, I'm going to stick with Westchester for a little bit. I mean, are there some things that have surprised you about the businesses that you've represented in Westchester County? Some things that, have made it even tougher sometimes, or sometimes an easier process?
I would say it's what has somewhat surprised me, but in a good way, the clients are sophisticated, more sophisticated, I think, than they used to be because of technology, because of search mechanisms. And they may have the answer to a question that I am still searching for. So it becomes collaborative. But I appreciate the client who is sophisticated in the real estate world or in the corporate world. That information is very quick.
Mm-hmm. I guess technology has changed in terms of your industry too, because people can go on a search engine and either look at past history of cases that they might be now being a part of and come to you with either their own determinations and figures, but sometimes those determinations for a layman are probably wrong as well.
Well, every once in a while, we'll get an email or a call from a client that said, you did this in that case, can you do this for me? Or can we accomplish here what we did there?
Well, again, we've learned a little bit about what happens on a daily basis at Smith, Bust, and Jacobs. Our guest this afternoon is Jacob Amir, a partner, and Nancy Duran, a special counsel. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being in Westchester County and helping businesses throughout the county as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.